Welcome to your news for this hour, and this news update is being brought to you by your neighborhood Ace Stores, Ace Hardware in Bad Axe, and Sebewing Ace Hardware. My name is Sydney Sutliff, and I'm coming at you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. We have an update on the Putman family, as they have provided an update on the relatives that were injured in the late September crash that killed three of their family members. In a post on the Growing Up Putman Facebook page, the family said Gia remains in stable condition after experiencing high blood pressure and intracranial pressure. Her chest tube is now being removed. Noah is making steady progress with occupational and cognitive therapy and can now eat, talk, and move more each and every day. Blake, Lulu, and Alina have all been released from the hospital. This follows a crash that was on Herd's Corner Road that struck the Putman's SUV off of Deckerville Road, according to the Tuscola County Sheriff's Office. Now, if you want more updates on this, go to thumbnet.net. We try to keep you updated as soon as the Putmans make updates on their Facebooks. And Michigan Senator Gary Peter and Alyssa Slotkin have introduced the Bipartisan Pray Safe Act, aimed at improving security at houses of worship nationwide. The legislation comes after a deadly attack on the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in Grand Blanc Township earlier this month. The bill would require the Department of Homeland Security to create a federal clearinghouse, giving faith-based organizations access to security training, best practices, and federal grant programs. Senator Peters says it's about protecting the right to worship freely, while Slotkin notes that the attacks on the synagogues, mosques, and churches show why this action is needed. The Pray Safe Act aims to provide a centralized resource to help religious communities stay safe. And we'll be right back with your news, but first here's a message from our sponsor over at Ace Hardware of Bad Axe and Sebewing. So stay tuned, your news will be right back.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? Because Ace has a huge selection of premium paint colors from all the best brands, not to mention Ace's expert advice. We can even match any color you want with our color matching technology. Just bring in the item you want to match, and we'll custom mix your paint color right there in the store. Plus, we've got everything else you need, like brushes, drop cloths, rollers, and paint trays, too. We also offer something that's becoming harder and harder to find these days, award-winning service. The paint experts at Ace will ask all the right questions to make sure you have everything you need to get your job done right. So the next time you've got a paint project, head to your neighborhood Ace.
Instantly transform any room in your home with the vast array of paint colors at Ace Hardware. This is Paul Bender. From painting a room to updating a fireplace or staircase, we have the paint and tools you need to get the job done. Our computer color matcher will find the exact color you need. Visit Ace Hardware, Northgate Bad Axe, and Sebewing Ace Hardware.
Welcome back. The Huron County Health Department is partnering with Huron Behavioral Health to offer a special 24-hour sharps disposal program. Residents can safely drop off used needles, syringes, lancets, and other sharp objects at the health department located at 1142 South Van Dyke Road in Bad Axe. The program aims to reduce the risk of needle stick injuries and contamination from improperly disposed sharps. Items should be brought in a sealed medical or heavy plastic containers, such as empty detergent bottles that are being taped shut. Sharps in milk jugs, juice bottles, bags, or boxes will not be accepted, and sharp items should never be placed in the trash. For more information on that, make sure you head on over to the full article at thumbnet.net. And safety is getting a big boost thanks to the Elmwood Township Firefighters Association. The group of local firefighters used funds raised from community events to buy and donate a utility task vehicle, or a UTV, and an open trailer to the fire department. The new equipment will help firefighters reach people in hard-to-access areas during fire rescues or medical emergencies. In the months ahead, the department will add a wildland and medical skid package, emergency lights, communication gear, and official markings. In a social media post, the department said the UTV will help firefighters quickly and safely navigate these challenges within the environment, and they're very grateful for the association's support. For more information on that, you can also go to thumbnet.net. And that brings us to the end of our news for this hour. Coming up, we got some precise weather from Steve Adamson. Steve, how is the weather looking?